Hey beautiful brains, welcome back to the Brain Weasel Tamer. Your daily dose of sanity in a world that's constantly trying to steal it. I'm Sienna Cruz, your fearless guide through the messy maze of thoughts and feelings we all navigate. Today, we're diving deep into something super important. Navigating trauma and finding healing through self-reflection. Ever feel like you're carrying around invisible baggage? Like there are parts of yourself that feel stuck, numb, or even haunted by experiences you wish you could just forget. Trust me, you're not alone. Trauma is a universal human experience, and it can show up in so many different ways. Big, loud traumas, those subtle everyday moments that chip away at your spirit. It's okay to feel overwhelmed, but remember, healing is possible. And self-reflection, my friends, is the key. So let's break down some powerful takeaways that can help you on this journey. First up, acknowledging the trauma. This isn't about dwelling on the past or reliving the pain. It's about saying, yes, this happened to me, and giving yourself permission to feel whatever comes up. Don't try to bury it, suppress it, or pretend it didn't happen. Embrace the messiness of your emotions, that's where the healing begins. Next, practice radical self-compassion. Talk to yourself like you would talk to a dear friend who's going through a tough time. Be kind, be understanding, and remember that you are worthy of love and care, even in the midst of pain. You didn't ask for this, and you don't have to carry it alone. Now, let's get into the power of journaling. Writing down your thoughts and feelings can be incredibly cathartic. It helps you process what's going on inside, identify patterns, and gain clarity. Don't worry about grammar or making sense, just let those words fall onto the page. Think of it as a conversation with your inner self. Seek support, my loves. You don't have to go through this alone. Talk to a trusted friend, family member, therapist, or join a support group. Sharing your story can be incredibly healing and validating. Remember, strength comes from vulnerability, and there is power in connecting with others who understand what you're going through. Finally, prioritize self-care. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, although those are awesome. It's about making conscious choices that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Listen to music that makes you feel good, spend time in nature, engage in activities that bring you joy, eat nourishing food, and get enough sleep. Taking care of yourself is not selfish, it's essential for healing and moving forward. Picture this. You're at a party, surrounded by people, but you feel completely isolated. You're smiling and making small talk, but inside, you're replaying past events that trigger feelings of anxiety and fear. That voice in your head is whispering doubts, reminding you of past hurts, and making it hard to fully connect with anyone. This could be a classic case of trauma manifesting in social situations. But remember those takeaways we talked about. Acknowledging the feelings, practicing self-compassion, journaling about your experiences, reaching out for support. These tools can help you navigate these difficult moments. Maybe before the party, you journal about your anxieties and fears. Maybe during the event, you take a few deep breaths, remind yourself of your strength and resilience, and focus on connecting with people authentically. So, remember, beautiful brains, healing from trauma is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and never stop believing in your ability to overcome challenges. Remember those key takeaways: acknowledge the trauma, practice self-compassion, journal your feelings, seek support, and prioritize self-care. These aren't just words, they're powerful tools that can help you reclaim your power and live a more fulfilling life. Now go out there and rock it. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these words. And leave a review on whatever platform you're listening on, it helps us reach more amazing people like you. Until next time, keep taming those brain weasels.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.